This tour is definitely for fashion victims. It is designed for those who are always on the lookout for a new outlet where they'll find a particular item, accessory or garments. I'm going to be your personal shopping guide, since I'm a journalist and work primarily in the world of fashion and beauty. This is easily a walking tour, but if you prefer, you can hire a bike from one of the many pedalare points and do it as a bicycle ride. If you are not familiar with the city, I suggest you start from the Piazza del Duomo, where you will also see the city hall and the statue dedicated to the Crostolo, the river that runs through the city. Actually, it is more of a stream, but we citizens of Reggio Emilia are easily satisfied and call it our river. Leaving the statue behind you, walk all the way towards the city hall with the Duomo on your left and turn into Via Farini on the right-hand corner of the square. At number 1N of the street you will find the jewelry shop of Laura Nocco, a young designer who creates jewelry in gold, silver and precious and semi-precious stones, vaguely retro in style but always stunning. A little further up the street at number 8 you will find a small shop of vintage clothes and accessories with an interesting range of articles. Be sure to check the opening days and times. Carry on walking up Via Farini until you reach the crossroads with Via Squadroni on your left. Turn into Via Squadroni and take the first left turning into Via Croce Bianca, where at number 6 you will find the atelier of Antonia Micheletti. She creates made-to-measure shoes that are original and imaginative as she is, and every bit as good as those of Emma Hope and Christian Louboutin. Watching her at work is truly fascinating. In Via Croce Bianca there are also a number of small art galleries waiting to be discovered, with exhibits that always offer something different and avant-garde. Walk on from Antonia's atelier and take the first turning, on the right, into Via Due Gobbi. The street is also dedicated to art and exhibits. Carry on walking along the street, cross over Via Fornaciari and take Via Vezzani straight ahead of you. Follow the street around, pass underneath the arch, take the first turning on the right, and this will take you into Via San Carlo. At number 5, under the porticos to the right, is West Limited, a boutique that has always offered a mixture of customized articles, clothes by up-and-coming fashion designer and niche names, and many one-off items. If you carry on to the end of the street, you reach the wonderful Piazza Fontanesi, a world away from fashion, but nevertheless a sight not to be missed. If you've built up an appetite in the meantime, you can sample the range of typical Reggio food products from the Salumeria San Prospero at number 1B of Piazza Fontanesi, almost on the corner with Via Ponte Besolario. Retracing your steps to Via San Carlo, at number 2D you'll find the Biba Boutique. Its owner, Fabrizia Bonnicini, has made fashion history in Reggio by bringing to the city the best-known names in the fashion world in the 70s and 80s. Turn left into Via Toschi to admire the windows of the Parmense Boutique at number 10D, with clothes that match the shoes sold at the shoe shop by the same name on Via Emilia. Following the shop windows of the Parmense Boutique, around to the right and turn into Piazza San Prospero. This square is something of a symbol of the city. Keeping the church with the lion statues to your right, aim for the porticos in front of you. Once outside the porticos, turn right into the broad street of Via del Vescovado, where at number 1B you'll find the only genuine concept store in the city. Interno B 197 has a selection of clothes, accessory, design articles and beauty product collection mostly from Berlin, where the two owners frequently set out to in search of new and unique items. At the end of Via Vescovado on the right is Vicolo Corbelli, and at number 9 is the Magazzino Parmense shoe store. This is actually the outlet of the shoe shop by the same name on Via Emilia, and sell discontinued designer articles by Camper, Sergio Rossi and Pura Lopez. Turn right into Vicolo Scaletta, and at number 8 you'll find a spacious white shop called Market, with a fashion range that is definitely French in style. Opposite the shop window of Market on Vicolo Corbelli is a covered passageway that leads to Via Emilia and towards the world of Max Mara. This is Reggio's most important brand name in the fashion world, with many boutiques throughout Reggio selling its various lines, including Max Mara itself, Marella, Marina Rinaldi, Persona, Penny Black and Max & Co. Almost all of them located along Via Emilia. Only Persona is in Via Crispi. As you come out of the covered passageway, turn right and walk up to the number 14B. This is where you'll find Max Mara's flagship store. At the back of the boutique, with the entrance and number 16, is a wonderful interior garden. In the summer, the Café Arti Mestieri put its tables out in the garden, where you can stop even just for a cup of tea or coffee. Now backtrack on Via Emilia and turn right under the portico at the corner with the OVS store. At the end of the portico you'll find Piazza Scapinelli, and at number 7 is the boutique atelier of Laura Nocco, who also owns the shop in Via Farini that we saw earlier. If you go back to Via Emilia and carry on walking away from the Max Mara shop, there are two stops that are a must if you are shopping for luxury beauty products. To the left, at number 1M, Il Profumo features first and foremost the creation of Silvana Casoli, a nose that has produced essences now celebrated the world over, as well as the Dietro, Bruna Campora and Annick Goutal collections. Almost opposite, at number 2G, Kiehl's offers products by florist Crabtree and Evelyn and naturally Kiehl's. The small but charming Piazza del Monte now opens up before you, and on your left, just past the historical Hotel Posta with its renowned tea room, is the side street Via Corridone. At number 2B on this street, you will see Simons, the temple of the most famous designer labels, from Dolce & Gabbana to Chloe. From this point on, we set out on a quest for designer labels. Cross over the square opposite Via Corridoni and turn into Via Crispi, on your way to Via Battaglione Toscano to visit the Sette Boutique. Walking down Via Crispi is a must because at the end of the street you will get a view of the Valley Theater in all its splendor. To get to Via Battaglione Toscano from the end of Via Crispi, turn right into Via Sessi and then immediately left. After visiting the Sette Boutique, retrace your steps to get back to Via Emilia, and once you reach Piazza del Monte again, turn right. Walk a short way along Via Emilia Santo Stefano with Piazza del Monte behind you and turn immediately right into Vicolo Trivelli, a narrow alley that to us has always been a sort of Carnaby Street because of the concentration of clothes and accessory shops. Pulcinella at number 2A is a designer labels paradise with accessory by the likes of Gucci, Prada and Yves Saint Laurent. Back on Via Emilia at number 3D, you will come across the Libreria dell'Arco, the grand and suggestive bookshop located inside a historical palazzo, furnished with comfortable sofas and design with areas for relaxing. Still on Via Emilia, after the Max & Co. boutique on your left, turn right into Via Monzermone. At the number 3B, you have Christian, a boutique with men's designer collection by Prada, Gucci, Dior, Balenciaga and Lanvin. Going back on Via Emilia, you will find the Cimurri boutique, with the ladies and the gems shop, at number 1113. They are famous for their more classical designer labels, from Polo Ralph Lauren and Armani through Prada Sport. A stop at the Toschi shop, almost opposite at number 18A, is an absolute must for furnishing. It has the best national and international designer goods, with names such as Minotti, Cassina, De Padova, Dria, De Flos, and so on. The walk has now come to an end, and if it's now coming up to aperitif time, you are not far from the best cocktails in town. Take the side street of Via Caggiati on your right, and at number 8B you will find the Hot Chili Mexican restaurant bar, where you're sure to enjoy great cocktails.